Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again, another Friday, and today is the 13th, Friday the 13th. So are you having a great day, or a day maybe you're superstitious? So that's up to you. So today is June 13th, 2014, and we'll do a clearing for that right now, and then we'll do a clearing for people out there who may have had a work week that's kind of strange, maybe. So here we go. We'll just clear these numbers. So we'll clear the six if these are bothering you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll do the 13. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's getting good. And now we'll do the 2014. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here. Now let's see here. Let's hear your particular situation that you may be having. And just think of what you're going through right now, what you went through. So I'm going to clear that away. So releasing these energies speak for you. So think of your situation, what happened to you. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we'll see who else is on here. So we'll bring Ann up, I guess. So, Ann, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. So happy to be here on Friday, Paranormal Friday. And we're looking forward to all of your input through emails and on our new fast chat. And also we have Cindy here with us tonight again, which we're delighted about. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Ann and Ron and everyone.
That was, if I could just add one more thing to our opening here, Ron. Thank you for clearing that today is Friday the 13th. I just caught that right before the show started. Because I looked at the calendar, but then a listener is mentioning that there was also a full moon. And I read yesterday that not only is it a full moon, but it was a honey moon, meaning I guess the moon was going to be sort of honey-colored. So did we perhaps pick up any off energies from that? And if so, should you clear those for us?
Well, we'll see if you have any situations with the moon. So here we go. Releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just see if that helps you out somewhat there. Maybe I'll do a couple more. So remember, you could also do that clearing that we have for the planet star vortex one. That could also get rid of a lot of this stuff from you. It won't really affect you any longer that much. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That should help you out. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. That was great. I've never heard of a honeymoon before. So I wonder if that's where the keyword honeymoon came from. Very
good question. I don't know. I don't think I had ever heard that before either. But I did read that. It's a honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, would we like to dip into emails? We do have an email about paranormal animals.
Great. Let's hear that.
Okay. Well, one of our listeners sent in an email specifically for Friday the 13th. And notes that Sparky the cat sees something. The other day, my cat Sparky was perched high on his cat stand. He was staring with big eyes at something that I could not see. And Sparky's head began to move as though he was watching whatever he was seeing move. My cat's eyes were so big as though he were spooked. And the question is, what did he see? It made the hair on the back of the listener's neck stand up.
Well, it looks like the cat was seeing I'm picking up some kind of large, maybe 8-inch diameter, invisible energetic snake that was floating in the air. That's what I'm picking up. Oh.
Wow.
Ew.
Ew.
So how would you suggest clearing that? And is there a clearing that we could do right now for our pets that see the energy?
Well, I'd have to have a situation to do that with. So that's a hard one to do, as I need to have a specific, thing to clear.
Okay, so you could clear Sparky, but you wouldn't be able to clear others right now.
I'll clear the one coming out of the room there. It's already gone, so I really can't do much with that. It's gone already. Oh, it's not there, so.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yes. Where does it come from? Where did it come from?
I don't know. It just came. Could be living anywhere.
Did it come out of the,
remember,
like out of the ground?
So you can have a copy and paste situation where it can come in any time. So that's what we deal with here, is timelines being copy and pasted in. And then you wonder why you're reliving a similar situation, because they bring back the past timeline of your past experience, because the aliens got mileage out of that from you. Got a lot of emotional trauma, emotional energy, so they'll, well, let's bring this one up again. Maybe that one particular race, maybe only recycles, let's just say it only recycles every 6 weeks, right? So you're on their list. And they go, oh, okay, this person doesn't like this situation, so we're going to put them into it. We'll create this scenario. And, they have you for that 10 minutes, remember. So for that 10 minutes of time, they're recreating the same situation for you, and you're wondering why you're having it over again. That's what they do. So there's a lot that is in the unseen. And unless you're in the present now moment, you're controlled by all this stuff. So you're in the soup. Anything can happen when you're in that soup. That's why you feel yourself getting taken someplace sideways, getting upset or angry, depressed or whatever. At that point, then you want to get out into the now timeline. Get onto that. I don't say you don't want to get out. You want to get onto it and get out of where you are, as you're feeding somebody. And they're not paying you for it. Well, back to you guys.
Well, Ann, did you have anything else to add regarding that?
Well, I did speak to somebody today who said that, having met you, Ron, and learning about the CLS clearings and doing them, she realizes now that since a few years back when she had a medical crisis, she sees so clearly how she's been bounced around from timeline to timeline. And I guess that's happening to all of us, whether we're really aware of it or not. Do you think that someone who's had a medical sort of crisis or issue is more, getting put onto more timelines, or... what's happening there, Ron?
Well, yeah, if you're, I would say that would be probably the case. And then you have to also maybe find out how you got put there or why. So, like I say, you never want to become a healer, because right away they're going to be after you, and you're going to activate in yourself everything that you healed on somebody else. It just depends which one's going to get you first as you become older. So a lot of people don't like me to say that. They don't like hearing not to be a healer, because they already have a lot of money and time invested, maybe a lot of clients, and that's how they make their money. But at some point, one of those illnesses will get you. Why will it get you? It'll get you because it'll activate your DNA. Maybe perfectly fine. You've probably have all heard of people who have all of a sudden, you know, contacted with, whatever, you know, different ways to look at that, you know. What is your contract with the disease or illness? But maybe they get lung cancer. They never smoked in their life. You go, that doesn't make any sense to me. Well, maybe they're around people who smoked. And I'm not saying that as secondhand smoke. I'm just saying that maybe the person saw that, or whatever you see becomes real, and then maybe you saw, you know, the TV commercials. I haven't seen this one for a long time, but it was popular maybe 20 years ago. This lady had cancer, I guess, and they poked a hole in her throat, and she used to puff a cigarette on TV, you know, out of her throat, out of her neck there, you know. And she had cancer, apparently. So anyway, you know, you may see that, and that can activate your DNA, and then all of a sudden you could catch something like that. So remember, once you see something, it can become active in you. And then at that point, you'd be having that energy attached to you, and you can have situations happening. But with a healer, whatever you're doing, touch somebody, and you alleviate their pain or whatever you're doing, and you're connecting with them body to body, you know, touching somebody, okay? As soon as you touch them, that energy from their body comes into yours, and your body, in a sense, will attempt to balance out their body. Well, if they have cancer, maybe you take half the cancer on and they'll get half of it, and they may feel better. You don't know that you have it now activated in you. And then eventually, maybe you end up with cancer 20 years on down the line. So which one of these illnesses or situations, problems, dramas are you going to have in your life? You know, if you lived to be 500, you could probably, and if you could heal each one of these, that'd be a great learning experience for everybody. If you lived to be 500 and you go, wow, I'm getting cancer. Who did I touch? Oh, I touched Joe. He died, you know, at the age of 37. Well, I got it from him. You know, I'm 90 years of age now, so I'll just get rid of it. That's a great learning experience for me. I'll chalk that one up. And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe you hit 150, and you go, wow, you know, I'm getting a shoulder problem. How did I get a shoulder problem here, you know? What happened here? Oh, that was from so-and-so. I worked with that person. They're, you know, I was doing sports therapy, healing on people, you know? And I had a lot of people who had injured shoulders. That was my specialty. Now I got it. I'm 150. Okay, I'll fix that on myself. And now you hit maybe 175, you know, and you go, wow, my ankle's twisted. What's going on with my ankle? I have a hard time walking. And you go, oh, yeah, that's Harry. He always had a problem with his ankle, and I was doing a lot of massage work on it, and it helped him out a lot. Well, that's how it works. But, see, you don't live long enough to realize that. And all of a sudden, you know, where you are with your body, the weakest situation that you have, which is from your ancestors coming forward with their stuff, all of a sudden you catch something from somebody else, and it'll eventually transfer on to what you had asked. Energy is always with you. Your body's trying to heal it, and it will, you know, create more energies of that situation to get your attention. That's kind of the way it works. So, unfortunately, and there are people who probably had a few illnesses, and they managed to maybe cheat death or something, you know? And, you know, all of a sudden they go, wow, yeah, I had this here and I'm over it now. Wow, that could have killed me. Oh, and I had this other thing, that could have killed me too. Well, they're just somehow being able to work through their death barcodes. But that's the whole process. But normally we don't live long enough to see all the other damage that's coming down the pike to us, okay? Oh, maybe the first few situations of those awful illnesses will hit us and take us out. Like I said, if we lived to be 500, we'd have a lot of knowledge on what not to do if we could hang on to that if you happen to reincarnate again, you know. But that doesn't happen. Anyway, I bet you ladies.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. That just gives another dimension to what's going on with us, or could be going on with us. Well, I have another email. I have an email regarding alien races and then also a testimonial. Which one would you like to hear first?
How about both?
At the same time? Well, I'm figuring out how to do that, so I'll go for the testimonial first. Okay. Pardon me?
You can't live on two timelines at once.
Well, I probably am. I'm embarrassed to say I probably am, but anyway, that's funny. Okay, so the email reads, I found Lon in the beginning of October last year, and I am more grateful than you could ever imagine. Thank you. Today I was checking emails, looked down, and the time was 6:13 a.m., and right below there was the date 6:14:13. Can we clear these numbers, please? Well, Lon, you cleared the date, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
6:13. Do we need to clear 6:13 a.m., or are we pretty good covered just covering 6 and 13?
Well, I cleared the day. We'll clear the time. If you want to clear the time at 6:13,
okay.
If that happens to be something that happened here, so let's do that here. So we'll do a.m. and p.m. So I think everybody's probably past that time now. Here we go. We'll just clear the whole thing here. So a.m. time, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And p.m. time, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll just see if that helps here. Okay, back to you.
Oh, great. Thank you, Ron. Continuing on with the email, and by the way, please continue sending your emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. They're great inspiration, and they help others. So anyway, the email continues. I have had family visiting for the last week who are very deep in the mind energy and old school beliefs and religion. Although I did manage to slip a few seeds, there was incredibly strong resistance for almost any subject or any word I said, especially from my 15-year-old nephew. My brother was most grateful for the ultimate gift I gave them, time together. It was an early Father's Day gift, and they will remember, although there were plenty of times they got their feathers ruffled. I did several clearings, as I always have some going at all times, and such as emotional fear, soul family and beliefs, the alien mind fog removal, planetary, moon, 2,000-year barcode. I suggested to my nephew, although we don't see things the same, perhaps he got something from me. It felt really comfortable to allow them to fly home today without feeling the need to change or fix them. So, yay! So, thank you, Ron. That's a great email.
That's great. Yeah. Remember, you want to work on yourself. You can also do the free clearings, you know, for other people, too, you know, if you need to. But you know, always work on yourself first because time is precious. Back to you, ladies.
Right. That's a very good point. And the free clearings are on creationlightship.com on the left-hand side. And there might be like 10 or 12 in, you think?
Yeah, there are quite a few now. You know, Ron added, what, 5 or 6 fairly recently, a few months ago. They're all terrific.
Yes. Well, I do have an email regarding alien races, and we were talking about the alien attack clearing on Wednesday, and we were talking about the races, and I specifically had a question about how do I know, and if I don't know, what can I do? And I hadn't reviewed the clearing for a while. So after the show, I went in and purchased the month clearing and was able to look at all the page options, which are great. And so one of our listeners sent in an email regarding alien races. And she says, I cleared all races, some on the alien attack page and all on the same list, on 2012 Ascension barcode page. And more still have horrible 24/7 attacks. What is it? running multiple clearings, including ailing all parallel, what to do. So it's a little confusing how this is worded, so I'll just, my perception is that our listener is having attacks, or feels she's having attacks 24/7. And she's done some of the clearings and wants to know what else she can do.
Well, the first thing is make sure that you're in the now. I think people may forget that. You may get possibly too mental and try to figure out what your problem is. Remember, using the mind fixes the mind, and it doesn't work that way. So I would say if you're having situations and you're doing the clearing, that's great. But make sure that you do get into the present moment, because that's the best way to alleviate a lot of situations. I can't say that's going to get them off you completely, but that's what I would do also. So don't get too mental when you start doing the clearings of wondering what to do next. The clearings will work, but remember, if you get into the now as you're doing the clearing, remember, just start the clearing and then do the mind a heart drop and then see how you feel at that point. They may be getting you on timelines, and the clearings can help release those energies from you. But the mind of heart drop should put you into a different space. And it should take you off of the timelines that you could be abducted onto. Back to you, ladies.
Wow, that's great. And do you have anything to add?
No, that's very helpful, Ron, because, you know, I think we have had people tell us, like this listener did, that they've been doing all the healings or trying the healings and they're not working and what's happening there. And I do think that a lot of the problem is back to the basics of, is your spirit in your body? Are your thoughts in your heart center? Is your spirit connected to the mind of your body? Now, we know you'll always receive the healings, but are you feeling them or are you shutting them down by over-mentally thinking them? And I feel that that's something that happens to people. So thank you for illuminating that again, Ron.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you do a clearing, and the body may have to catch up to the clearing. So I'm not really talking about the alien attack ones, but the other clearing. So remember, your body has to work into the clearing once you clear the space. So for some people, it's instant. And then other people, it could take, I don't know, I'll just say a day, just to pick a number. I could go out even say 5 days, but to me that would be something that there's a lot of blockages in you if it took you 5 days to sense that the healing worked. But the healings are instant, and so it all depends how your body is going to be changing, so that it's, you know, working with the healing. So they have a mindset. And maybe you're trying too hard to feel the energy. Remember, once the healing takes place, you're in peace. And there's no way to even talk about what the healing did to you in peace, because there's no words for source. That's why the healings, some people, they go, I don't know if this worked or not. And you say, well, can you think of that situation that bothers you before? And they go, well, I can't find it. But they're still trying to analyze if it worked or not. And then you start thinking about, did it work or didn't it work? And, of course, the dark side at that point sees you wondering, and then it will hook you back up to a timeline to invalidate the clearing. Okay? They'll just pull another chapter out of your book, and you think that nothing happened. Well, that's how you have to look at the clearings. The clearings work. Once that clearings page stops, it is done. And it may take a little while for your body to maybe integrate. That's why I say, like, if you do the emotional healing, or probably most of the whole lifetime clearings, do any of those, get up and walk every 10 years, you know, or even more often, every 5 years if you want. Get up, walk, twist, bend over, stretch, do whatever you do. Do some aerobics, you know, for a couple of minutes, and you're going to find that your body is aligning, and very possibly you might feel your ankles kind of make popping noises, or your knees. You're going to feel those bones get back into alignment. So you can have an actual structural realignment because that tension is taken away from your body, from your muscles that's pulling everything out of whack. And that's only things, you know, if you think about, if you're walking and all of a sudden a bone pops, just think how much pressure it took and how much energy it took from that muscle to pull a bone out of place, out of its socket, we'll say, or whatever it was, okay? That's a lot of energy. Well, just think what's happening inside of you. You don't know what's going on inside of you typically. You might have maybe an ulcer. You can feel your stomach hurting or something. But I would think that a lot of the stuff inside of you that's so subtle, you wouldn't even know what's going on. That's happening there too. So the first thing is know the healings work. Don't analyze the healings. And then, you know, go from there. But and see what your issue is. After you do a clearing, you know, wait a few days and look at yourself and say, okay, I have this clearing. Do I have an issue of any type? And what is it? It'll probably be a different, it could be the same issue, but in a different energy body. Then you find out what energy body you need to clear out to get rid of the issue. Then, you know, after you do a couple of clearings, that thing will probably be completely out of you. That's how you want to look at the clearings. On the alien stuff, that gets to be very interesting because they have no rules. And by not having any rules, they can do whatever they choose to you. And you know, the healings on there, you know, just go over all the different options and look at those options and decide which one you may want to do and try to analyze, unfortunately, with your mind, what's happening. Or just pull the page up and look, scan it. See which one you might need, you know, what particular clearing or healing. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, ladies.
Great point, Ron. Thank you. We do have another email that dips into the alien mind control topic. And the listener writes, "Hi, Ron. You have stated that when a woman has an abortion, the spirit of the fetus tells the mother to abort because it does not want to be born. What about an adult who commits suicide? Does the spirit want to leave? Is this the alien mind control? And what happens to the spirit of the person who commits suicide?" The reason I'm asking is because I know of a family where 4 out of the 5 boys committed suicide, and they were all in their 20s and early 30s. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, so a couple of things could happen. Number one, entities could come into the, if it's like a family where there's people that are dying, okay, very possibly entities could come in, cause that problem. That's the first thing. Maybe the person has a very bad life. And remember, I think it takes a lot of conscious thought to want to kill yourself, okay? That's kind of what we're talking about here. I imagine everybody listening would say, yeah, I don't want to, you know, my life is awful, but I don't want to die, okay? So typically it takes a lot of conscious thought unless something hops into the body that wants to do that, and then you go for the ride with an entity. And then the entity leaves and finds somebody else to do the same process too. Well, that's probably what happened with that family. As far as the spirit just leaves, and it gets taken by the darkness over again, and you put back into the forced reincarnation scenario. And so that's what happens. The spirit will probably be out of the body instantly before the person actually commits the suicide, we'll say. The spirit's gone. It doesn't want to feel that pain and suffering. And that's why... if you have ever had a close call of death, look at it. What are you looking at? You're normally out of your body watching you going through that experience, and it's probably going to be in slow motion. And that's because you're not in your body. So the spirit's fine. It's not going to have that suffering, everything else, almost always, unless it got caught by surprise, we'll say. Then when it starts to feel the pain, it will pop out of the body. Well, did I answer that question fully?
I feel like you have. Anne, do you have any others?
I do, Ron. And but it did make me think of something, that if you were in pain or you have had a trauma and let's say you're in pain in your body, and you think, uh-oh, I bet my spirit has left my body, and you command your spirit to come back into your body, will your spirit then stay with you, even though you're suffering some pain, or do you have to continuously call it back in, or what?
I think you'd probably want to continuously call it back in again. That could be a rough one for the spirit. That could really, in one sense, traumatize the spirit pretty badly. Not already traumatized here by being here, but I think that would. I thought just do a trauma clearing for spirits right now. Here we go. So if any of you happen to have a situation to where that happened to you, and maybe your spirit was with you, then it hopped out afterwards and it's a little traumatized, we'll fix it. So here we go. Untraumatize your spirit. So count to 20 to do so. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if that feels a little different to you. There's a joke about that, kind of. I don't know where I heard this at, but if you get scared half to death or frightened half to death, what happens to you? It happens again for the second time. Oh, back to you, ladies.
Wow. Thank you for that clearing, Ron. Ron, could you reactivate the light beam for us?
Well, yeah, I don't know if we did that or not. So here we go. We got the light beam, everybody. So here we go. So stronger, just scroll down on the screen that you're on. Stronger, and stronger. Okey-doke.
Great, thanks. Now, do we have time for another email?
Yep, we're good.
Okay. Longtime listener writes in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Hello, Ron, or hi, Ron. You say that when a person dies and he has no clearing, the dark side takes him or her and starts the process of reincarnation.
That is correct,
Here's my question. Okay, here's my question. Number one, the soul is put into a new body, the same soul from the time it was created. Therefore, they are alive, living with a different name in a different part of the world. It may be an infant or 10 years old, but they are living on this planet. Can we still do clearings on that person so they don't miss out on ascension while you are here? Will it work?
Okay, yeah, the problem is that you may not know where their spirit is, and you may not even be able to identify it. So, I'm working on that one still here. Typically, you know, you couldn't say, you know, I knew Sally and Sally's dead like 20 years and I want to do a clearing on Sally's spirit, okay? The dark side will sever energy from Sally to the spirit. You knew this person as Sally. You knew what they look like. That's about all, you know, by looking into their eyes. You knew their spirit, but, you know, if you happen to be walking down the street and you saw somebody and you recognize, you know, Sally's spirit in the person, then, yeah, you could do the clearing because you identified them. As far as trying to find them, very, very hard, if not impossible, to find a spirit of somebody that has been into another body. I've found a few of them sometimes, but it's very, very hard. The dark side doesn't want you to interfere with that spirit. It's just a difficult thing to do, to try to locate so many people here now. And they can also take the spirit and change it slightly so you could never find it. So that's another thing they can do to it. Oh, and it could even be off-planet on another timeline. Looks like this one here. And that spirit could be living there. And they're living a human life, maybe, on another clone planet. Never find him again.
Right. Ron, occasionally you have shared a clearing with us to... I may be saying this wrong, but to release those spirits to the light. Am I saying that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Is that something that you would be able to do tonight for us, or for the spirits that are lingering, send them off to the light?
Tonight, probably not. Do they go to the light? Not tonight. Because I'm involved with probably about 100 different energies that I'm working with right now, besides even doing the radio program. So that would take
sure.
me, I'd have to disconnect from what I'm doing. Anywhere in the darkness out there. So tonight I could not do that.
Sure. We'll do that. Okay. Well, thank you for that. We have another listener asking to clear numbers, 2, 7, 13, and 6. I know that we have some clearings that allow us to clear our own numbers. And I think one of them is the nasal barcode clearing. What are the other ones, Anne?
Just natal barcode came up for me, but then as I'm thinking about that, I think there might be some of the free healings that can clear numbers as well. Can we do a quick clearing of those numbers the listener sent in, Ron?
Yeah, so let me kind of clarify that. So the listener is asking for me to clear like a number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can clear the number 2 in this moment. Is that number 2 going to be cleared in 5 minutes from now? It depends if the aliens reattach you to number 2 or not. Okay? So, you know, that's the clearings work in the now. And in the now, if you stay in the now, it's cleared. So if you stay in the present moment, the numbers will be disattached from you. So you get put into time, which is probably because you will put yourself back into time by having somebody put you there. Like a phone call or watching TV or somebody talking to you, where you need to get back into a timeline, which is mind energy. So I'll clear the 2. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think they said 6 and 13. Is that correct? So I'll do 6. So
yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And was there another number?
7.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So in this present moment, numbers are cleared for you. And, you know, you'll probably be in the present moment until the show ends, so these energies are off of you. But when the show, you know, ends, say, in about 20 minutes, it'd be put back into time. And at that point, the numbers... If somebody activates that number, like doing a spell on you, which is kind of what you want to probably look at it, the aliens will put you into a spell, that consciousness of something. Then once they connect to you, then all the numbers are affecting you. That's why you always want to be in the moment. So hopefully, if you're listening to this program and the other archives, what I'm telling you all the time is to get into the now. Okay? And now is your only real protection for a lot of things that could be happening to you. It's not going to really fix everything, but, you know, as you have more cleaned out by having the clearings, then it'll be more effective for you to be in the now. Out of the now, if you still have a lot of gunk on you, we're going to find you instantly and work with your gunk to connect you with things that are going to be associated with those negative energies that you're holding and carrying and transmitting in your psychic billboard or clearings you have, and you're going to be able to be in the now a lot longer. That's you, ladies.
Thanks, Ron. And is there anything in the chat or other emails that you'd like to talk about?
Well, let me see. What's in our fast chat? Okay. Someone wrote in, a listener, I've been listening to some 2007 shows on the archive, and you mentioned that the reincarnation process was done and not happening anymore. Is that the case, Ron, or are people still being forced to reincarnate on this planet?
They're being forced to reincarnate, but after ascension it will not happen.
Okay.
Okay, so you might want to re-listen to it again. So it is done. After ascension, this will not be allowed any longer because the planet here will not be materialized as if we speak right now. Tomorrow it might be different. Plus, we have another Earth spirit here also. So that's the process. So the reincarnation will no longer exist after ascension time. And it's very possible that as ascension time is so soon, and typically it could take 50 years for the darkness to clean you off enough to reestablish you into a body. You know, that could be true too, unless they have changed the way they're doing things. Well, typically, we'll just say that ascension is going to happen in a week, hypothetically. Well, they took somebody out right now. They probably could not clean the spirit up quick enough, get it here within a week, or even probably even a year. So typically, that's probably what was stated also, that the time that it takes them to clean somebody out on their timelines and to set everything up to get you back in here again, it takes quite a while. Very few people come in probably within even 10 years of time. There are people who've had children, maybe a miscarriage, and their spirit's still hanging around waiting to come in. You know, it could come in being around the person, you know, maybe 9 months to a year, but typically that's not the case, you know, for most people. Oh, back to you, ladies.
Thanks, Ron.
You're still going to be in your soul family, you see. You're still taken out of here. If you think reincarnation is coming here having all this negative stuff, you're already hooked up to the darkness in your soul family. Okay? So just not reincarnating doesn't mean that you're free out of this place. Probably even in worse shape, being in with your soul family, that's controlled by the darkness. So, okay, so back to you, Cindy.
That is so disappointing, Ron. I'm glad you added that, but that's very disappointing. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, Anne, do you have any other information to share? Otherwise, I have a paranormal email.
Well, I just wanted to ask a quick question going back a bit before you do that, Cindy, is suppose in our past, or, you know, one of us or people listening actually did do some healing on other people. If you're aware of what was wrong or going on physically with the people you healed, could you clear that for yourself now?
Yeah. What you could do is go, let's just say that sort of know about the time or the person's name. You know, we'll just say it's Fred, right? And so you're doing your massage practitionership on somebody named Fred. And, you know, maybe it's in 1987. So you think, oh, yeah, I remember Fred. And he's the one that gave me the $100 tip for helping him, right? So I definitely remember Fred. So go back to that timeline when you cleared Fred and do a lot of timeline crashing to get his energy off of you. And then clean your... You're working with Fred now, okay? Fred energy is on you. So Fred is in the box, okay? You want to clear yourself off of Fred's timeline. I'll go in there and clean you off of your own timeline where you worked with Fred. Remember, it's a two-way street. And then find out what kind of problem, you know, Fred had. Okay? You probably want to put the problem in. Now, and make sure that the problem is taken away from you. Get it out of your DNA if you possibly can. And do a lot of timeline crashes on whatever Fred had. That's what I would attempt to do, to get off of those timelines, and maybe you can, you know, get off of them enough to where it starts to work inside of your body, to where your body no longer is connected. And then also maybe even do a death barcode on whatever you cleared off of Fred. Okay? That could activate a death barcode in you. That's what I would probably do. I can't guarantee it's going to fix you 100%, but it would be a good start. You might find your body loosening up and feeling better because you got rid of Fred. He's still with you. Remember, everything that happened to you in your lifetime is still with you. So, Fred's there with his problem. So get rid of Fred and his problem. That's you, ladies.
Well, I have a paranormal email. It's a short one. Hi, Ron and co-hosts. A lightning bolt struck two people in their truck and trapped them inside. I'm glad the people are okay, but wondering, was there an alien battle going on when this happened? And there's an actual link, too, but I think that you could just Google it. It was on Yahoo. You could probably just Google it. And it shows a picture of the lightning striking the truck, and it's like a big, actually two big flashes of light.
Well,
in Canada.
I can't guarantee that. I could say a possibility. I could use this term here. A possibility could be that maybe those people had a shapeshifter. Possible they had aliens in their bodies. And maybe maybe they're down here kind of scoping out what's happening. And the other alien race is up there, didn't like that. So they zapped them. The good thing is if they were around that much energy, the physical body could start to, normally the dying process takes place. You get struck with lightning, and you have your near-death experience. Basically, if you have something like that going on, I'm not saying that this happened to them, but possibly some of their DNA could have got jolted, and could have got fried, we'll say. The way to look at it, like if you had a tape recorder in the old days, you know, and it got demagnetized, the tape got demagnetized, which would be like your DNA, the information on that tape, by having a magnetic field around it, we'll say, and all of a sudden their bodies could be completely changed, and since the mind energy connects to the body, and then from there the mind energy will communicate to the body, then you start doing things that's inside of your body. So if for some reason they were joggers, we'll say, and that lightning bolt struck, all of a sudden they might lose the consciousness that they had, that they programmed into the body to do jogging. That went away. Or maybe they were alcoholics, we'll say, and zap, that lightning bolt struck. Maybe it took away the entities, possibly, and then also what was in the body to heat the body and to have the next drink. Also, and that's taken away, now the people are sober. What's happening next? It's whatever's coming up. Remember, your body, like a baby's peer, you start to learn how to think. And then from there, you're working with the DNA of what you've experienced or seen in this lifetime. All that data that the baby's taking in, what to do, what not to do, is there. And then when it starts to actually live life here, we'll start to take on what it saw before it could communicate and walk or move or anything else. So, that's you, ladies. Like, our show's about over. We got a 53 after here. Real quick?
Yes, the show did go quick. Thank you so much, Ron, for all that information. It's just, it's just layer after layer after layer. And thankfully, we have the clearings that you set up on creationlightship.com to help us. And several of the topics that we've talked about tonight, the main topic word you could insert into the search on creationlightship.com and come up with a list of healings that you may do, or combination of healings. Anne, forgot where I'm at. Anne, anything else?
No, I feel like we got to so many things tonight, and our plan, our intention was to talk about entities and clones, and so we'll do all of that tomorrow night. So there's another show tomorrow night at the same time, 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 2. I'm sorry, did we by any chance have a caller on the line? I thought I heard a beep. Is someone there? Nope, I guess I'm mistaken. I apologize. So this was a wonderful show, Ron. I appreciate it. I would love a healing before we finish, something to kind of get us all back in our heart centers. But I had one more thing I wanted to add. We were talking about this before, and a couple of listeners have mentioned, obviously they've been healing, doing healings. Someone said, 10 years massage and healing work, where do I start? Maybe people are feeling a little overwhelmed by thinking, wow, I have so many clearings to do. So here's what came into my mind, because I've done healing for other people in the past, and it's who came to mind. Like when you were talking, Ron, two people that I worked on who both had illnesses popped into my head, so those would be the first people I would want to clear, right?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
And then so if you're not really thinking about the people or remembering, then maybe that's a neutralized situation, or hopefully is.
It could be. You want to clear what you know about first, so.
Okay.
Probably do a show on that possibly sometime in the near future, maybe next Friday possibly. We could talk about what to do, what healers can do if they've been contaminated and slimed and everything else. We could probably look into that together for that show.
That would be wonderful, Ron, and I wonder if maybe you could create a healing for healers.
Well, with the dark practitioner,
I have to be your best.
Clearing work, right?
Oh, so I better get you into your hearts, everybody. So tune in next Friday, and we'll do one on maybe healers or something like that. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. Command on your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, go into your heart. On it from 10 to 1 backwards to do so. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. And have our 8-hour conference call Sunday. Getting rid of the alien critters. Other things that are inside of you that you probably know nothing about. Unless you feel them wiggling. Well, thank you. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, all. Bye.